not the problem so much, it's that it's where we're located. I'll give you an example. To become state certified for our treatment center, we have to have a current fire code inspection. The fire marshal hasn't been here in 2 years. We can't get an inspection. It's that sort of thing that's very difficult. It's just isolation makes it difficult for us to comply with some of the things.
Okay.
And so what I'm doing instead is saying, well, if you can't do it, at least let's put something in the file that says this is why we can't, and let's try to run our own little inspection and for hazards.
Okay. And then, Connie, my last question is just something I'm curious about, and I've heard it voiced to me several times. I'm sure you're quite familiar with the revolving door syndrome and alcoholism. And do you have any comments on what you notice? You're getting the same people over and over again, back and forth. You sober them up in the back of the street.
There's complaints of that at the hospital where we do medical detox. I don't think it's as bad here as you have, say, in a Chicago Salvation Army Center or something like that, where there's more.
It's
back through court. Sure, the more serious drinkers who get in trouble with the law, and since that's the biggest number of our clients, that's one way we can